This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
We don't turn our TVs on to watch it all the time. And, you know, for us in our society, until it's in our face, really not happening.
And Chris Ello.
We have two more words to pass along to you. Tranquilo, hijo. That is, what was it?
Chill, son.
Chill, son.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome into hour number two of Gwen and Chris. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. San Diego, California. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. He and Jesse Agler will call tonight's game between the Padres and the San Francisco Giants up in the Bay Area. Tony getting ready for some with some pregame stuff. So he will rejoin us at the bottom of this hour for the Big Five. Want to thank Mark Sweeney for joining us once again on the phone there. I really enjoy Mark Sweeney. He gives great insight. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people, we're not willing to listen all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to talk and we like to have an opinion. Sometimes it's nice to just sit back and listen to somebody else's opinion. And Mark Sweeney, who's been there, done that, I think really sets it up nicely. Did a nice job again today on the Bally Sports San Diego. Mark Sweeney on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. You know, Sweeney and Mike Pomeranz do a great job on the TV. Breaking down games. I know you're on the post game show mostly, Scraby.
I was certainly
on the post game show, but I really, now having done that for as many years as I have, and now you're getting an idea. Sitting through every single game and then coming on after the game and having something interesting to say is a little tougher than you might think it is out there.
I had no idea.
You had no idea what you're getting yourself into, did you? And, you know, that's why I say Pomeranz and Sweeney, they do a great job, man. They sit there every single night, watch Padre baseball. They gotta suck it up just as much as us fans do. And, you know, to come up with something fun and interesting to say. And it's tough to keep coming up with stuff when the club is losing the way it is right now. But
you know, it's been...
Go ahead. No, you finish.
You know what's been hard for me to figure out on the post-game show is how to differentiate talk show Matt Scraby and analysis Matt Scraby, where I'm giving the numbers in the post-game show. My job necessarily in the post-game show isn't to give an opinion.
No.
It's to use the numbers to recap what's happening.
Yeah, but that's still a tough adjustment to make.
It is a tough adjustment to make, and especially after you're watching the game and you're like, there are no numbers to talk about. There are only bad numbers to talk about.
Well, I got a good number.
What's that?
I got a great number for
everybody.
Here it is. Ready? Everybody get ready.
Okay, hold on.
I've got good news
Okay, 7 seconds until the drum roll is over, because it's the longest drum roll of all time.
It is a long
and
drum roll.
Here we go.
But I have very little good news, so I need all of that drum roll. Second inning, Pittsburgh Pirates 3, Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Okay.
There's a little good news for you out there. Wouldn't it be something if after all of this, 20 losses in 28 games, they just won one stinking game tonight up in San Francisco and jumped back into the wild card picture?
It's hard. It's hard to even fathom it.
I know it is. It's hard to, like Tony said, hard to close your eyes and picture them playing a playoff, one-game playoff there at the beginning of October. But
and even then, it's even harder to imagine them winning that one-game playoff. And
that isn't that hard. That isn't that hard for me. I mean, to me, like Sweeney said, if they got to a one-game playoff after everything they're going through right now, that one-game playoff would almost seem like a vacation. I mean, it would be like, wow, what a reward. You know, we could just relax and go play. I know it would be one game. I know right now it's set up against the Dodgers. I know you'd be facing Scherzer. They've beaten Scherzer twice this year.
Yeah.
When he was with Washington. So I'm not saying they'd beat him. I'm saying they'd have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, one game, anything can happen. And the Padres, I guarantee you, if they made a deal with the devil right now and the devil said, all right, well, you guys get to get into the one-game playoff, they'd take it. They would take it.
Heck
for sure.
Yes.
All right, time for our competition segment of the program. We call it Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, chance to qualify for the opportunity to win our grand prize for the month of September. Two-night hotel stay at the Westgate. Private VIP pod at the brilliant Westgate Superbook, and $250 in food and beverage credit at the Westgate. It's all in Las Vegas. It's legendary Vegas fun, and you can qualify by winning our little trivia game.
Yes.
Scraby will tell you what the rules are.
And real quick, I just want to say, when I was talking about how hard it is to adjust from talk show to postgame, I know my life isn't that tough. I just want people to know before I get tweeted about it. My life is not that tough. I was just trying to...
Oh, I don't think any of us are claiming that our lives are tough.
Okay, I was just trying to tell people out there.
Yeah, we live in the toy department in the sports world.
Yes,
I mean, we have a lot of fun most days.
Of course.
But it doesn't mean that our jobs aren't somewhat difficult, and it is sometimes hard to meander in and out of different... wearing different caps.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a challenge.
Okay.
There's no question, but it's not. It's an enjoyable one.
It's an enjoyable one is the way to describe it. All right, yeah. So to win Chris versus the Fans, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win. And if you're a first-time player, you need to let us know because you get the first question for free. So whenever I get a bunch of callers, I look through the callers and try to find a name that I don't recognize, and I found one. It's Brandon in La Mesa. Brandon, have you ever played Chris vs. the Fans?
I have played one time, yeah.
One time. All right. Well, at least you're honest. Thank you for being honest. I appreciate that. But we will start with you nonetheless. Here we go. Question number one. Oh, I forgot to say, it's a potpourri to begin the question number ones.
What?
It's potpourri.
Potpourri today, which means it may not be sports.
May not be sports.
All right.
But this one is sports. This one
sounds
is
like
sports.
It's potpourri, if you don't know any better. Sounds like you're going to ask me something about flowers.
I could, if you would like.
Huh.
Do you know anything about daffodils?
They're yellow.
All right, Brandon, I'm sorry you have to admit this.
Hey, I knew that.
Carmelo Anthony won a national championship in basketball with what college?
Syracuse?
Hey,
Syracuse is
great. Right, Brandon, good start.
Nice start. All right, here
good
we
start.
Go to question number two.
Hasn't won anything since then, by the way. Thought I'd mention that.
He joined the Lakers to try and win a championship.
I know he did.
All right, question number two. What recent Yankees pitcher was officially listed at 6'7" and 290 pounds?
Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman. I mean, that's not a bad guess because he is tall and
he's big,
very strong. But that is incorrect.
290 pounds?
That's what it said it was officially listed at.
Jeez, I don't know who you're talking about. James Paxton?
James?
I have no idea.
Paxton.
He's a pitcher for the Yankees, and he's big.
Incorrect. So you move on, Brandon. It was, I said, what right. recent Yankees pitcher?
Well, he was recent.
Yeah, CC Sabathia.
Oh,
that friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Yeah, CC. Okay.
All right.
Well, he's so slim and trim now. I forgot really that he was 290 completely, pounds.
If you haven't seen a picture of CC Sabathia lately, please go and
wouldn't
Google
even
it
recognize him,
because he is like he's a mega man now. He just all he does is lift weights. Apparently,
good for him.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I could do that. I don't have the what is it. The
strength to be able to lift a weight.
Okay, never mind. All right, here we go, Brandon. Your chance to qualify.
Even Brandon thought that was a good one.
No, it was. It was. And I set myself up
for that.
Way to
go, Brandon. You just improved your chances of winning.
all right, question number three. Who is the first player in baseball history to reach 50 doubles and 50 home runs in the same season?
Say Roger Maris.
Roger Maris. That's a good guess, actually. Very good guess. But it is incorrect. So, Chris?
Albert Bell, 1995.
Oh, my gosh. Where did that come from?
Just one of those
things.
Sorry,
that's out the year, too. Man.
Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate.
It wasn't 1995 because that was a partial season. No, but it was right around. It was 1995?
Yeah, they said 95.
Yeah. I remember he was chasing because very few guys in the history of baseball have ever had 100 extra base hits in the same season. And to get there, he had to go. He didn't get any triples, so he had to go 50-50, and he did it.
Yeah, because he couldn't make the triple.
No, he wasn't a triples hitter. But,
No.
I don't know why that sticks in my mind, because I know a few guys have done it since then, and I wouldn't be able to tell you who they are.
But you know
the
first.
I remember Albert Bell doing it.
Wow. Yeah. All right, we're going to move to our next contestant on the phone. It will be Michael. Michael, are you there?
Sure am.
All right, perfect.
Hey, Michael.
You know how to play. Let's get started here in question number one for your Vegas qualification. Potpourri, remember.
Daffodils.
The tallest building in Chicago is the Willis Tower. What was it named before it was called the Willis Tower?
Sears Tower.
Sears Tower is correct.
I knew the Sears Tower. I didn't even know it was renamed.
It was. It's renamed, Willis but no one still calls it the Willis Tower. They still call it the
still
Sears
Tower. Still call it the Sears Tower, so you know what you're talking about.
Have you ever been to the Sears Tower, to the top of it? The
I have
Tower?
Been to the top of the Hancock Building,
okay.
Which is the other tall building in Chicago.
Yeah,
and
the
reason I chose the Hancock Building is so that I could see the Sears Tower.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I think it's fun to be in the tallest building, but if you're in the tallest building, you can't see the tallest building.
Yes. Right? Michael, have you ever been to the Willis Tower?
Never been to the Windy City Core, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to make, put it on the bucket list, Michael. Yeah. You'll have a good time.
I did. I went to the top of it, and I was scared out of my mind because I hate heights.
Well, then don't go to the top of tall buildings.
I had to.
It's really simple.
You know what the other scary building was when I went to? The Empire State Building, because that is an outdoor deck.
Outdoor deck.
Oof.
Yes.
All right, Michael. Question number two.
Scraby.
What team did the Padres acquire Austin Nola from?
Mariners?
Mariners is correct. Good job, Michael.
And the Mariners got some people from the Padres, and the Padre fans are starting to get mad about that trade now.
Oh. Boo-hoo.
Well, they're mad about everything, so why not be mad about that, too?
All right, Michael, you are one question away from getting the qualification to Las Vegas. Here we go. Who is the only player ever to be named an all-star at both catcher and second base?
Brett Boone.
Somewhere out there, Brett Boone's smiling right
now. Yeah,
he's a good. He listens to the station.
Comes on
good
the station guy. All the time.
Good guy. I think I don't remember him making All Star as a catcher, but the only guy I know that played catcher and second base well was Craig Biggio.
You are correct.
Sorry, Michael.
That's unfortunate.
Good run.
That's unfortunate. It was a good run.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Scraby is so happy with my success. It's
I absolutely
awesome.
Hate it. I'm not happy with your success whatsoever. All right. Let's go to our next contestant, and that would be who's the holdest, holding the longest.
Who's the holdest, the longest?
Yes, Francisco. You are up next. How's it going, Francisco?
How's it going, guys? Pretty sad.
Hey, good to talk to you, Francisco.
All right, Francisco, here we go. I know you've played before. Question number one. Where did Vladimir Guerrero Sr. play his rookie season?
Was it the Expos?
The Expos is correct.
Yes, sir.
It's a little bit of a trick question, but you handled it nicely, Francisco. Question number two.
Why are you laughing? Francisco handled your trickery.
Yes, he did. It was a curveball.
I love Vladimir Guerrero after that interview we had with him at the Hall of Fame.
Of course. He was great.
How do I get you out? Throw it right down the middle.
Yeah.
It's the only place I couldn't hit.
All right, Francisco. What American League slugger claimed the Major League Baseball Triple Crown in 2012?
What you said?
2012. American League slugger. Triple Crown 2012.
Can we go with Big Poppy?
Big Poppy.
You can.
Unfortunately, Big Poppy is incorrect. Chris.
Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera is correct. Sorry, Francisco. Thank you for calling.
Sorry, Francisco.
He sounded so sad.
That's all right. He'll win one of these days. He's a good contestant.
He is a good contestant.
Good, solid contestants always have their day.
Yes.
That's the thing I like about this game is that we play it every day. So if you have if you fail one day, you know, you come back, you can always win another time. Everybody gets a chance.
That is true. That is true. And one of those people is Jerry. What's going on, Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
How are we doing today?
We're good, buddy.
Good. Are you ready to play some Chris versus the Fans?
Yes, sir.
He's ready.
All right. I need to put a few more beds in there, and here we go. This is the weirdest question I think I've ever asked in my life on this.
Great.
What day of the week do the Bengals wish it was in Manic Monday?
The Bengals, not the Cincinnati Bengals.
No. The band, the Bengals. They
the
have a
band
song,
is
a hit
called
song
the Bengals.
Called Manic Monday, and in the song, they wish it was what day?
That's a weird question, I gotta say.
Told you.
But the answer is a day of the week, so you've got a fighting chance at least.
Sunday?
He said Sunday.
I wish it were Sunday.
Yeah, very good.
There you
go. Got
it. Good job. That is the
Scrappy,
weirdest one.
Please
I've ever
save
had
a clip of you trying to be the Bengals.
Okay. That is the weirdest
Correct
question.
Correct me if I'm
asked.
Wrong, Jerry. When he first asked that question, you were thinking about the Cincinnati Bengals, though, right?
I sure was.
Yeah, that's why I knew that was tricky.
Definitely. No, I rephrased it.
All right, you got it. You
All
got
right.
it. You're still alive.
Here we go. Question number two to Jerry. What team did John Lynch play for most in his NFL career?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's correct.
Ooh, it's close,
for 10 years. 10 years.
How many with Denver? About six?
Like five or six.
Yeah. Right.
But 10 years with the Buccaneers.
All right, good
that's
job.
Pretty good.
Good job, Jerry. One more.
All right. Yes, last question. Here we go. Question number three. This player tallied, as a pitcher in Major League Baseball, he tallied 354 wins, a 3.12 ERA, and 4,672 strikeouts. Who is that pitcher?
Man, whoever he was good.
Randy Johnson.
Randy.
Good pick.
Johnson.
Is it right?
Is it right? It is not right.
Oh.
Close, though. What do you say, Chris?
I need the numbers again because it hasn't triggered in my head yet.
354 wins, 3.12 ERA, and 4,672 strikeouts.
That's a lot of strikeouts. How many guys get that many? I like to make an intelligent guess even when I don't know. 300 and how many wins?
54.
354
wins.
All right.
We need to get moving.
Bert Blyleven.
Who?
Burt Blyleven.
Burt Blyleven?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Okay, well, Jerry is our winner because that is incorrect. Ah, so Jerry,
who is it?
Very nice. It was Roger Clemens.
Oh, the Rocket
Clemens.
Rocket
Clemens. Yeah, so hang on the line, Jerry.
Good job, Jerry. Nicely done. Way to go, man. Good luck. Hopefully you'll end up winning the Vegas prize at the end of the month. We'll play another round of Chris versus the Fans tomorrow. We got to take a break. When we return on Gwen and Chris, it's our Odyssey Fantasy Football Update. Everybody I know won their opening game this weekend, except for me. So we will sulk along with me when we come back. Fantasy Football Update. Coming your way when the Gwen and Chris show returns, and Tony Gwynn Jr. returns at the bottom of the hour for our Big Five, so stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the program. 4:25 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park will rejoin us here in a few minutes as we get into the Big Five. Burt Blyleven, by the way, for a guy that you've never heard of, won 287 big league games.
Wow.
Had a 3.31 career ERA and had a total of, let me get this, 3,701 strikeouts.
Dang.
So he was a pretty good player, pretty good pitcher back in the day, mostly with the Minnesota Twins. Finished his career with the Angels. I remember late in his career, like right at the very end of his career, he went 17-5 for the Angels one year. There was like, he was like 38 years old and just stunned everybody. Burt Blyleven, for better or for worse, Scraby, is known, and this is why you should know who he is, was known by most people in that era that he pitched, which is 20 years, for having the best curveball in Major League history.
Oh, wow.
That's how good his curveball was. It was unbelievable. Like, when he would throw it, it would start over a guy's head, and it would bounce.
Hmm.
You know what
wow,
I'm saying?
Yes,
I mean,
I
he
do.
Had an unbelievable, Burt Blyleven had a great curveball. Check it out, like a YouTube video or something, Burt Blyleven curveball. Worth watching. He had a phenomenal one and was one of the greats and got into the Hall of Fame in 2011. So I'm kind of surprised you've never heard of him. Chris Berman had a great nickname for him. You remember Chris Berman used to do the nicknames of all the players?
Of course.
His was Burt Be Home Blyleven.
Oh, because he was a quick pitcher, and so he was home by 11?
No, he just, that was his play on words, was Be Home Bly 11.
Well, I think he
your parents
was
say Be Home Bly 11. Anyway, I thought it was a cute nickname that Chris Berman had. Some of them I liked, some of them I didn't like. All right, time now for our fantasy football update, our weekly update. Every Tuesday, we're going to check in on how the three of us are doing in our fantasy football league. We're doing this at the request of many callers who have said, hey, we want to know how you guys are doing. So we'll keep you up to date just a few minutes each week. Week one, congratulations to Tony and Scraby. You guys both opened the season with a win. And sorry, Chris, you were left out. I opened the season with a loss.
You got caught in that unfortunate area of playing a team that scored in a crazy amount of points.
Yes.
Even though you scored more points than I did and I won, right. You would have beat me, but you played the top scorer of the week.
That's what usually happens.
It's true.
Braden Suprenant, who's on the afternoon show with the coach, John Quintero, I played him. He put up 170 points.
Ridiculous.
That is a ton for fantasy football, as most of you out there know. Think of who had a huge day on Sunday. And he was on Braden's team. Debo Samuel, Swift of Detroit. Thielen caught a couple of touchdowns against me. Anyway, he blew me out. You know, it's interesting because you and Tony both won. You guys played the only two players in our league who did not score 100 points.
I got lucky.
And I played the guy who scored 170.
Yeah.
So and a lot of times it's not just how lucky your own team is, it's how lucky the other guy that you're playing is.
And for when Chris says this always happens to him, you might say, okay, it probably doesn't always happen to him. No, it does always happen.
It does always
to
happen to me. We'll see
it
how
does.
Many times this year I lose to the high score.
That's but, true. We should count that.
It seems like I do lose you to do. The high score quite often, you and do. That's one of the reasons I've had a bad run the last few years. So we'll see how it goes in week two. I'm playing Ron Davis, guy used to work here.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're playing this week?
I am playing.
Have you
playing,
not looked yet?
I have not looked, but I'm pulling it up right
check
now.
Check it out.
I know that Coach is he's in the 11th place spot right now.
Well, but we're all either 1-0 or 0-1. It doesn't really matter where you are. I mean, the record is the only thing that counts. There are six people that are 1-0. There are six people that are 0-1. Simple as that.
Can I say that I just absolutely hate the ESPN app?
You may.
It's the worst app.
Why can't you find who you're playing?
I don't know.
Does it take that long for you to find out who your opponent is this week?
I'm trying
to
find that out.
It pops right up.
Oh, I'm playing Coach this week.
You're playing Coach this week. Well, you've been ripping on the coach lately.
I have not been ripping
on Coach.
Yes,
you
have.
You just did. You just said, oh, Coach is sitting in 11th spot. He's not in 11th spot. He's in tied for second with me at 0-1. So, you play Coach. Tony plays my wife, Lori, which could be bad news for Tony because she won last week and she's always good for some reason.
It is true.
She just has the magic touch.
It
so,
is true.
That's how our league sits after a week one. We'll keep you up to date. Hope everybody out there is 1-0, but I know many of you are like me, 0-1. There's only two choices right now, so you got to be one or the other.
I'm not going to gloat because the last time I did that, I went 3-0 and then I lost every single game.
If you start
3-0
this year, you have to give me the 3-0 chance.
No, because I went 3-10 that year. I lost 10 games in a row after I started 3-0. It was ridiculous.
Because you mouthed off.
I did.
Yes, the fantasy gods got to you. All right, Tony comes back. We got a big five. That's next. Stick around, Gwen and Chris. Hey, this hour on 97.3 The Fan brought to you by Indeed. Hitting speed bumps in your hiring process. Streamline your route to hire. With Indeed, our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Traffic and then the big five.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And I normally don't preview what our last question is going to be, but today it's going to be which Brooks Koepka comment was the most cocky comment. So stick around for that at the end of the Big Five, because he said some things today that I thought were pretty interesting.
How about I already know the fact that Tony nor I will find them to be off-colored.
Okay.
You'll be the only one bothered by them.
Okay. Could be.
That's
my
prediction.
We'll find out by the end of the Big Five. We'll find out.
Number five.
But to start, we've talked about it. The Giants were first team in baseball to clinch a playoff spot. Not the Rays, the Dodgers, the Yankees, Red Sox, White Sox, the San Francisco Giants. And they had an 8% chance at the start of the year to make the playoffs. Now they are the first team to clinch in the playoffs. So, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a shock is it the Giants are in this position?
It's about a 4. It's about a 4. First of all, whoever does that 8% thing, the Giants just showed you how smart they are. So I don't know where they come up with those percentages. Those are just haphazard numbers that somebody throws out there to try and get some interest. The way they've played all year, I couldn't go lower than a 4 or higher in my surprise than a 4. I mean, they caught my attention right away at the beginning of the season. They kept on playing great all year long. They're in a spot they deserve to be in. Based on what we thought at the beginning of the season, maybe it's a 6. But at this point, I'm down to a 4. I don't put a whole lot of weight in preseason predictions. I make them, but I already know that I'm not very good at them. And the Giants are a perfect example of why I and everybody else is not very good at preseason predictions. So let the season play out. And as it's played out, the Giants have looked like a playoff team the entire time.
Tony, on the other hand, what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a shock is it that the Giants are in this position?
In this position that they're in, it's a 10. No, there's nobody in their right. Yes, they were one win away from a playoff team last year, and at best, you could have said that they would be a playoff team. But the position that they're in right now is to win over 100 games. It's not only to win over 100 games, it's to have the best record in Major League Baseball. That is a complete shock. So it's a 10 for me. Although I thought the team would be good, no part of me, or anybody for that matter, thought that they would be the best team in baseball. And that's where they are currently as we speak.
No substitute for experience. At least that's what the Giants could say. Because yeah. Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, and Brandon Crawford have all been unbelievable.
They really have.
Number 4.
In a video released earlier today, Brewers slugger Ryan Braun announced his retirement from baseball. He thanked the fans and teammates, but I was kind of disappointed to hear that he didn't actually mention Tony in his video. I mean, you guys were teammates for a little bit. So
he thanked his teammates, you said?
No, but he didn't say thank you to Tony Gwynn Jr. for just being a cool guy. But that's just me. In his career, he was named the 2011 NL MVP, the 07 Rookie of the Year. He was a 6-time All-Star, 5-time Silver Slugger, and led the National League in home runs with 41 in 2012. Tony, I think I know the answer to this already, but is Ryan Braun a Hall of Famer?
No, he's not.
So then, because I knew that was going to be the answer, what's Ryan Braun's legacy?
Oh, I think it is complicated. That's a complicated legacy because of the cheating issue or the PEDs issue that came up. I don't know if there's any other way. I personally enjoyed being a teammate of Braun. I think he's a good dude. I think he had a moment of bad judgment. And not only bad judgment, you know, blaming it on the actual, what do you call him, drug test guy, I guess is the best way I could describe
the administrator.
Him. It will forever be looked at as just a bad thing, and it'll always follow him. As for the player, I mean, he's one of the most talented players I've ever had a chance to be on the field with. I mean, he could do a lot of things with the bat that a lot of guys can't do. And so, had it not been for that, he'd have a much clearer legacy of a guy who could play. Not a Hall of Famer, though. Wasn't on the field enough, and so therefore could never, you know, get to the numbers that you kind of need or have the type of run that you need to have in order to put yourself there. And then that's before you even get to the complicated stuff in the PED stuff. But I enjoyed Braun. He was a good teammate, good dude in my mind.
Chris, what do you think? What's Ryan Braun's legacy?
He belongs in the Hall of Very Good. And there's a lot of people in the Hall of Very Good. And there's nothing wrong with being in the Hall of Very Good. He's a very good player. Wasn't the all-time great defensive player, although, you know, got it done at a couple of different positions, third base, then had to move out to the outfield. I will remember Ryan Braun for one magic moment, though, that I will never forget. That
one magic
it
moment.
It was amazing. I mean, I was standing next to the Padre dugout. It was my first day doing Padres post-game show, so I'd never really been down in that particular position before. Padres were about ready to wrap up an opening day victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. And Brad Hand threw a fastball, and Ryan Braun hit it almost over the Western Metal Supply Building.
I remember that.
And I'm telling you, it took my breath away. It does to this day, because he's not a very big guy. I mean, no. This little guy standing there with a wooden stick.
Wiry.
Yeah, and somehow turned that pitch around and hit it about 435 feet right in my view. I was blown away. I was like, man, that was really something. So Ryan Braun will forever be remembered by that in my mind, but Tony's right. His career will be tainted because of the PEDs.
I mean, yeah, it was kind of sad to look through the comments, and that's all anybody was really talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, you guys said it best.
Number three.
During the Monday Night Football broadcast last night, which, by the way, it was great to have Monday Night Football back last night. The game was great, everything. But the announcers were talking about Lamar Jackson and his current contract status. Recently, he said he is focused on football and tabling contract talks, which he is representing himself in. He has his fifth and final year of his rookie contract coming up next year, so he'll be making $20 million plus. Then in 2023, he's got free agency, so that's why he's working on an extension. But during the game, they said he is looking to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league. Chris, do you think he is good enough to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league?
To answer that particular question, I would say no. I don't think he's good enough to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league. But the way it works with contracts and great players and former MVPs like he is that when it's your turn to cash in, you normally cash in at about the highest level possible. And you are the highest paid quarterback in the league for a little while until somebody else who's really good comes up for a new contract. But no, I don't think Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the league. He's the best running quarterback, not only in the league, but maybe of all time. I know, you know, Randall Cunningham had some great statistics. Michael Vick was spectacular when he ran. I don't know that either of those guys run as amazingly as this guy. Just watching him last night, he was dropping back to pass. Seven guys were sitting there waiting for him at the line of scrimmage, and then he would break contain, and he would beat five of the seven guys and finally get tackled after about a 10, 15-yard gain. I mean, this guy has moves that that are absolutely remarkable. So he's a great runner. He's still not a great passer. I know he's worked on that part of his game, but he still missed a lot of receivers just in the game last night. So, no, he's nowhere near the best quarterback in the league, but he's one of the most exciting players in the league. I think he ought to really go for his contract on that.
On excitement.
Yeah, he's great to watch. I love watching him play.
Yeah. You don't really know what he's going to do, and that's fun to watch. Tony, what do you think? Do you think he's good enough to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league?
I think that is, as Chris is getting at it, I think it's the wrong question to be asking. Is he worth maybe being the highest paid quarterback? And I think the answer is maybe. I think when you're talking about worth and best, right? All right, those are two different things.
True.
I think his worth goes beyond just the plays he makes on the field. He puts backsides in the seats. He sells a lot of jerseys. So is he worth being worth the best player or worth the most in the league? I think that is an open question. I think his performance over the next few weeks will probably sway it one way or the other. Having two fumbles in the opening night certainly isn't good, but
says his fantasy owner who paid attention to those minus points.
But even putting that aside, as you said, Chris, wasn't the sharpest Lamar Jackson. We've seen him sharper than that before. And so he'll build his case. I think that's why he's willing to table, not necessarily table the talks, but his focus is on the field, because he knows if he answers those questions, you know, over, you know, a certain length of this season, he's going to get paid. It's just a matter of if he can get to that top dollar figure. And I think the answer right now is maybe.
Tony brings up a good point in the sense that what would the Baltimore Ravens be without Lamar Jackson? I mean, they honestly would just have to play defense and then punt the football.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, they have no offense without him.
I think it speaks to what Chris was kind of getting at earlier, right, is the reason why that the new hot quarterback gets paid the most is because it is relative to the situation that that organization is in, right? They, without that particular quarterback, where is this organization? Are we even talking about the Ravens the same way we're talking about them?
Yeah.
And so the worst for the Ravens may be that he is the highest paid quarterback. There may not be the same case for another team that's looking at him.
Man, you guys are making some great moves here, or great points here. I'm thinking about all the different things that I never even thought about before.
Number two.
I have sworn off any sort of Josh Gordon talk, but I saw earlier he was determined to have successfully completed his NFL monitored treatment program and has been recommended to the NFL that he be reinstated per sources. Gordon is awaiting final approval from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, but he is said to be ready to play and vaccinated. Tony, should the NFL grant him reinstatement?
Oh, wow. Listen, I hate these questions because now it's like, do we have to ban somebody for life? Like, for, you know, basically stuff that they're inflicting on themselves. He's jumped through the hurdles at this point. The NFL, put it this way. The NFL, if they decide, he says, you know what? We just don't want to reinstate you. I will not raise an issue with that. However, if they say, all right, man, we're going to give you another shot, I ain't going to raise an issue at that either. So that's how I'm going to answer the question.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. That's a good way of putting it. What do you think, Chris?
I think Tony's a lot nicer than I am. despite this question, I know Tony's a lot nicer than I am. You know, look, I've said it as many times as I can. I believe in second chances, in some instances third, even fourth, when you're battling your own demons, as Tony said. And it's pretty obvious that that's mostly what Josh Gordon is facing, his own demons. And I'd like to see him be a success at some point in his life. I don't want to give up on him as a person. But the NFL is still a privilege to get to play in. And if you can't get it right in five or six tries, I think that's enough. You know, I think the NFL could support him in getting him a job in the league somehow. But I don't think he deserves an opportunity to play. Not anymore. Like I said, I'm a lot meaner than Tony.
And this is not my opinion time, so.
Number one.
PGA Tour star. I was thinking about my opinion. PGA Tour star. Ah! What? I did it again! I just did it again! PGA Tour star.
Can we mark this somewhere?
Yes,
on a
tape? You're going to mark this.
Good.
PGA Tour star Brooks Koepka said something recently that caught my eye. He was talking about chasing Tiger Woods' major number and said, quote, "In my mind, I'm going to catch him on majors. I believe that. I don't see any reason that can stop me. I'm 31. I have another 14 years left. If I win one a year, I got Jack. People misconstrue that as being cocky. No, that's just my belief. If I don't have that belief, I shouldn't be out there. If you don't think you can win, why the hell are you teeing it up?" End quote. Then he was asked about the Ryder Cup, and he said, he's not a big fan of the Ryder Cup being a team sport.
Hear, hear.
It's tough. There are times where I'm like, I won my match. I did my job. What do you want from me? I know how to take responsibility for the shots I hit every week. Now, somebody else hit a bad shot, left me in a bad spot, and I know this hole is a loss. That's new, and you have to change the way you think about things. You go from an individual sport all the time to a team sport 1 week a year. It's just so far from my normal routine. I can barely see my personal team. It's hard enough to go to the gym, blah, 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 blah. Basically, he's saying he hates the team aspect of the Ryder Cup.
You just hate this guy, no matter what
Chris,
he does or says.
Which comment is more cocky or neither cocky?
Well, the first one's more cocky, if you want to use...
No, it's being misconstrued, he says.
Well, it is. No, he's being a little cocky, but I don't disagree with him. I mean, if you don't believe that you're going to be the greatest, then you have no chance of being the greatest. So I like his comments, and I don't mind his Ryder Cup comments because, you know, what I think about the Ryder Cup. Here's the bottom line about Brooks Koepka. And I think for whatever reason, your major problems with Brooks Koepka and the fact that I don't have any problem with him. We would like more of our athletes to be honest and straightforward, and we find that refreshing. And we get tired of the same old answers over and over again that don't really say anything. Brooks Koepka gives us what we desire, and then some of us, Red Scraby, complain about the fact that he's being honest.
No.
I think he's just being honest, and I don't really find either of his comments to be off-putting at all.
Okay, Tony, what do you think?
I have zero problem with his first answer in terms of
believing.
That's exactly how he should feel. Some people are uncomfortable with hearing that voiced. Some people aren't. I'm one of the people that aren't very bothered by that. However, on the whole Ryder Cup thing, bro, don't play. If you don't like it, don't play. Like, I don't want to hear you whining about the having to change your mindset. It should be a privilege. They asked you to play. You could have said no if you didn't want to play. I don't really want to hear about you complaining about whether you got to switch your mindset to take responsibility for another shot. Who cares, man? Do you want to play or not?
Yes.
You know, that to me, that has nothing to do with, Brooks being cocky or any of that. That's just him complaining about something that has been a part of the Ryder Cup since it started. So you knew it when they asked you to play. So play and, just go on down, be quiet, and just shoot your shot, dog.
That was a
using Tony's
answer.
Strategy on that as far as the Ryder Cup is concerned.
Uh-huh.
I agree with him to the extent that I'm not going to complain about the Ryder Cup anymore either. I'm just not going to play.
Boom.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, you won't hear me complain about it anymore. I don't like it, so I'm not going to watch it.
You better. I'm gonna keep this tape because you better not take any shots at the Ryder Cup. I have a feeling you will.
I barely even know what the Ryder Cup is.
Yeah, you have to ask me every time what sport it is.
That's right.
Which is very annoying. Very annoying. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we're going to start previewing tonight's game between the Padres and the Giants. And we also have our Daily Gambit. We got a whole bunch of stuff left here on Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.